Good morning. It's a Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, Donald Trump in the news over this. Pleas to foreign nationals in the United Kingdom, Iceland, Austria, and elsewhere, all of whom are barred by U.S. from giving money to the presumptive Republican nominee, are the latest misstep in his campaign as he tries to catch up with Hillary Clinton's fundraising. He's getting complaints about fundraising emails overseas.
Well, that's pretty funny. You know, there are all kinds of rules. And if you're running anything, whether it be a radio station or a political campaign, you have to be very cognizant that the rules just keep getting piled on. And you need competent, wonderful people who will make sure that those rules are being obeyed, because otherwise they're going to get you. I mean, look at Hillary and the silliness of the internet. And, you know, General Petraeus fell to that one also. So these are things that make organizations moribund. And the older the organization gets, or the more important it gets, as in the case of a presidential candidate, the more you better believe you better have people in place who will advise you and say, no, you can't do this, or yes, you can. In fact, the guy at the top probably shouldn't be doing much at all. It should be staff that handle these things.
Many of these things often end up hurting other candidates, seem to just bounce off of Trump. How about this one? Trump Institute used plagiarized real estate lessons.
Well, I love this one. This is all over the news this morning. They are showing specific things that Trump University used as part of its curricula, which has been lifted wholesale. I mean, wholesale, you know, from an old real estate pamphlet somewhere. Point being that this goes on. Of course, it's not exactly felonious. If you are suing somebody, as they are suing Trump, you say, well, we didn't get an adequate education, and this isn't what it was supposed to be, and Trump was supposed to be hands-on, and he wasn't hands-on. Nevertheless, it's embarrassing, but it's not exactly go-to-jail stuff.
What about war stuff, Alan? From the Washington Post this morning, Turkey, ISIS appear headed toward outright war after airport attack.
Oh, I have no doubt about it. Listen, the Turks are tough fighters, let me tell you. It's one of the reasons that we have always had Turks as our allies in many, many of the wars that this country has fought. You know, I don't know that it's what ISIS wants or doesn't want. Look, they put four guys in suicide vests who are willing to kill themselves for the ISIS cause. There are an awful lot of people who, unfortunately for this country, because it's a despicable group of people when you come to the kinds of things that they do to other human beings and killing and beheading. And nevertheless, there are people who believe in it. And if they're willing to give up their lives, either because they think there's going to be, you know, heaven on the other end or reward, they are, as I'm looking at it, an awful group of people who have an awful lot of people who believe in what they say. And that's the problem.
If anyone was listening to the BBC yesterday, they would have heard Jeremy Corbyn, the British Labour leader,
say, I ain't going.
Yes, and you would have heard David Cameron saying to him, for heaven's sake, go, man.
Well, Cameron, of course, has gone, so it's easy for him to say. Look, there are sometimes you come up with stuff in life and you say, I'm not going to do that. You know, I know the traditional way of doing it is to leave once you've had a vote of no confidence. I'm not going to do it, and I'm going to tough it out. It'd be very interesting to see in the long run whether he gets anywhere with that. I suspect he won't. He'll have an opponent. The opponent will win, and he'll be out. But in the meantime, sometimes people don't want to face reality.
Well, the reality is that Britain has voted to leave the European Union. What's your sense of things as we look at it today?
Well, look, I'm surprised. It was a very, you know, 6 points. That's often regarded as a blowout in major elections. Nevertheless, I expected that there would be a do-over attempt. The fact that there isn't, the fact that people are saying, let's respect the vote on both sides, indicates that I think that some of the people who said they were against leaving aren't really so sad to leave. You know, there is this question of independence of these member nations. And again, I want to go back to the regulations and the moribund bureaucracy that beset so many of these countries. And I suspect there were people on both sides who said, no, you shouldn't leave, but who really thought maybe you should. And I believe that the lack of an attempt at a do-over does seem to me to indicate just that.